Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and I'm your host, Dan Maher, and this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And a couple of things on the calendar going on. We have on April 5th, there's a sing-along. Yes, there is. At the Unitarian Church in Moscow. A Pete Seeger sing-along. So, Pete would have done Josh Ritter songs. The problem with sing-alongs is people, you know, if they're thematic, people don't often get it. But it is because there aren't enough sing-alongs. That's why. Anyway, the Pete Seeger sing-along will be happening at the Universalist Unitarian Church there in Moscow at 2nd and Van Buren. That'll be a fun time. And show up for that, all right? There's another sing-along. The second Saturday sing-along is always in the Tri-Cities on April the 12th. And that'll be happening at the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland. They've been doing that now for, oh my gosh, they've been doing that for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years come 2017. So they're right at about 17 years on that sing-along. That's pretty cool. A dance in Port Angeles. Port Angeles there. At the Black Diamond Center there in Port Angeles. So be sure and check that out. That'll be fun. There's a bunch of second Saturday dances. There's a second Saturday dance in Yakima at the Broadway Grange there on Washington Avenue in Yakima. And that's, like I say, second Saturday dance. Beginning lessons at 7:30. And then there's a second Saturday dance in the Mid-Columbia Folklore Society at the Rockford Grange there. That's somewhere around Mount Hood, that area. And they want you to bring snacks, and they want you to mess up the floors there, so be very careful about that. That's also on April the 12th. Your tumbleweed applications are going to be coming up due pretty quick. You go to the Three Rivers Folklore Society website, 3RFS, and there it is. And you want to be sure and check that out. There's a big, huge benefit at the Battelle Auditorium on May the 3rd. Humphrey Hartman and Cameron, the Badger Mountain Dry Band, and myself will all be on the same stage at the Battelle doing a benefit for the Tumbleweed Folk Festival. Because everybody's got to raise money. These things don't come free. Even though you get in free, they have to do a lot to keep it free at the Tumbleweed Festival there. And so there's a benefit in Richland at the Battelle Auditorium on May the 3rd, and I will be there. Kev Moe will be in Pullman on May the 3rd as well. I'm going to miss Kev Moe, darn it. And that'll be, let's see, what is that? That's at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328. Get your tickets for Kev Moe, because it's the only place he's playing, and he's doing it acoustic. It's all Kev. All right, that's be happening. Also, for Tickets West, here's a really cool one. On May the 11th, Abigail Washburn and Ben Affleck are going to be at the Seasons there in Yakima. That's pretty limited seating. It only holds about 400 people. You want to get your tickets for that, okay? And that'll be happening Tickets West also, 1-800-325-SEAT. For tickets for Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck. Oh, man. That'll be stunning. That'll be just wonderful. Alrighty. Here's one more from Claire Lynch.
They say life's what you make it, and I know that's true. Every day I make myself believe I'm over you. They say put the past behind you, let it go. But even after
after all this time, I still miss you so. Sometimes late at night, I almost hear you sighing right here beside me as I drift away. But try as I might, I can't keep from crying when those same heartless memories come to call. Oh, there ain't no holding back once the teardrops start to fall. Show no hint of heartache, no telltale signs. As far as everybody knows, I put our love behind. Sometimes late at night, I almost hear you sighing right here beside me as I drift away. Try as I might, I just can't keep.
Oh, there ain't no holding back once the teardrops start to fall. Claire Lynch from her latest album called Dear Sister. Claire Lynch. She used to be with the old Back Porch or Front Porch String Band. And yeah, she's good. Claire Lynch, she's been around for a long, long time. I think she was one of the when they did the Oh Sisters, Where Art Thou? I think the Claire Lynch was part of that project. I do. So my friend Nadine Sanders, who's with Straw Into Gold, and we will be doing a John Denver sing-along at the Folklife this year on that Song Circle stage there. I think it's Sunday at 5 or 5:30. Anyway, we'll be doing that. And so we were on the phone. She's over in Minnesota. We were on the phone. We were talking about John Denver songs and went through the entire album catalog, trying to figure out to do some of the big hits and then also some sing-alongs that were less noted that Denver did that were so good. And we kept going through all these lyrics and everything. Well, I bet we talked for almost 3 hours. And, you know, we got in those later albums, you know, One World and It's About Time and Dreamland Express and all of those things that never really sold very well. And then, of course, the really later albums that weren't even on RCA Victor. But one of the albums we talked about was the Back Home Again album, which so many of his sort of hits are from: Matthew and Back Home Again and Sweet Surrender and This Old Guitar and Grandma's Feather Bed, all on that Back Home Again album, which had been on Billboard for a long time. And this song cropped up. It's just a wonderful, it's a typical John Denver song with great imagery and wonderful clarinet. And it's got this kind of slow swing rhythm to it. It's just awesome. And so I thought I'd play it and dedicate it to Nadine, because that was just such a good time talking about all of those things. John Denver, cool and green and shady.
Saturdays, holidays, easy afternoons, lazy days, summer days, nothing much to do. Rainy days are better days for hanging out inside. Granny days and city ways make me wanna hide someplace cool and green and shady. Find yourself a piece of grassy ground, lay down, close your eyes. Find yourself and maybe lose yourself while your free spirit flies.
Got that off the record. Did you hear those clicks and pops and everything? You just don't hear that much anymore in music. I want to show you something. It'd be really cool to put the seventh in there. And actually, I think they do on that. But I think it would be fun to show you how that might work if I could pull this off here. I mean, maybe we'll be able to. I don't think I'll be able to, because I have to wind through things and all that. But it would be fun to cool and green and shady put a seventh note there. That'd be really awesome. Music is so cool, isn't it? That's what the Paul McKinnon Band thinks, I think. I wish I could do that. Maybe I'll try and figure out a way to do that. So we can hear the song and go cool and green and shady. Yeah. Alrighty. Where am I? Paul McKinnon Band. Thank you.
I'm an honest Irish labourer, and I come from the County Clare. Once I had a little farm with nothing much to spare, and I had to sell my donkey and my little billy goat, and with the money I received to Glasgow took the boat. In the morning I landed there before my hair was dry. I was started at the Mickey Dam in a place they call Mulgai, and the ganger who looked over us, they called him John the Mouse. And the very first day I started there, with me he made to rouse. But I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. Well, I quickly surprised him and I said, you little rat, I'll tie a string around your neck and I'll toss you to the cat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. This roused the mouse's temper, and at me he made the jump. He swore he'd paralyze me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him, and I grabbed him by the throat, and I shook that ugly monkey till the tail fell off his coat. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey. Hotels were stopping and they call them navvies hot, and the bugs and fleas around the beds are big as coconuts. And on Saturday night when I come home, I'll stand behind the door, and as they come out one by one, I'll bash them to the floor. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was reared on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men round the Mickey Dam.
Maybe I should go this way. Says the moon.
My goodness, how about that? That's Lisa Neff, and Lisa Neff is pretty interesting. She has a pretty modern approach to acoustic music. She does. Lisa Neff does. We're gonna hear a couple more from her. Actually, we're gonna hear the Hunting of the Hare, both parts 1 and 2. But we're gonna do one more from the Paul McKenna Band first.
Fare thee well now, Indiana, your green land has been good to me. There I traveled, and there I settled, there I raised up my family. But the cord has never severed, and with longing each day has grown. So tomorrow I'll be leaving for the call my home. Oh, my friends, they say I'm crazy going back to such poverty. America is so easy now, the land of opportunity. From my homeland, all your money could never buy. As our ship lies in the harbor, and I look back onto your shore, I feel sadness that I'm leaving your green land forevermore. Does our ship lies on the ocean, and each day we're at the sea. All the memories I've had for years now, growing nearer to reality. But the never severed, and the longing each day has grown. So tomorrow I'll be leaving for the land I call my home.
Great arrangement of that song, the Paul McGinnis Band, from his album Elements, their album, I guess. Fare Thee Well, Indiana. Remember, of course, that was the first time we all, those of us in Celtic music, ever really heard that song, was Patrick Street from their very first album. Did a wonderful version of that song, written by Gerry O'Barron, the guitarist extraordinaire and songwriter extraordinaire from Ireland, who I believe lives in somewhere in California, Gerry O'Barron. And he wrote Fare Thee Well, Indiana. Wrote a lot of other good stuff, too. He's been in the Irish scene, kind of crossover pop scene, for many years. Gerry O'Barron wrote Fare Thee Well, Indiana. And that was a really fresh, exciting arrangement from the Paul McGinnis Band from their album called Elements. Alrighty, we have to take a little bit of a break before we get into something else. We still have a half hour worth of music left to go. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hold your horses because it's coming right around the bend. But you got to hold your horses because it'll take a little bit of a break. And we'll be right back. You just hang on, because we are taking the break. And the break isn't going to be taking us. We have control over what we do during the break. Alrighty, we're coming back. Hang on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hunt the hare and turn her.
Hunt the hare and
catch
turn
her if you
That's Lisa Knapp, and incredibly interesting sort of ethereal modern interpretations of some folk songs, plus some originals on Compass Records. Lisa Knapp, okay. I promised you Heidi Talbot when I messed up in the second hour. I promised you some Heidi Talbot, and I played Claire Lynch instead. Just a little bit of gap in my day that got messed up. All right, here's Heidi Talbot.
Down in the green valley, in the pleasant month of June, all the birds were sweetly singing, all of nature was in tune. It was there I found my Johnny, he's the man I did adore, for he was my only fancy, I could love no more. Saying, oh my dearest Johnny, please be kind and marry me. Stores of riches, but I've stores of love for thee. And there's richer girls than I, but none will ever love you more. And if I had gold like mountains, it would be forever yours. For to have you in my life, it would mean the world to me. Sing. I am for a rich young one, and I'll have 7 months had passed, he inclined to change his mind, and he wrote to me a letter, thinking that I would prove kind, saying you're my own true love, and I hope you will forgive and grant to me the favor of my heart and hand receive. Come on, you wild young man, and a warning take by me. Never slight your own true love while she is kind and free. I said, oh, my dearest Johnny, it's for you, but do not grieve. For there's other men more suited that have taken up your leave. For your riches will not last,
out of me, and the storm. brought you here.
There's an old man lives close by. He calls you the wrong name, but then other days doesn't see you at all. You caught the mouse under the bed. The baby wakes you savvy and they're a word, but now you're home and sweet. I don't care now if I ever get you to sleep. And I fear it's a dream.
I like that kind of clunky sound, you know what I mean, with all kinds of odd instruments and not like outlandish, but just different and good percussion and everything. And that's what Heidi Talbot's production is all about. And Heidi Talbot herself is such a wonderful, wonderful singer. Oh, my gosh. She really, really is. Works with Cherish the Ladies sometimes and does other stuff. There's only one person I've sung with a lot of cool people. But I'd love to sing just like one song on stage with Heidi Talbot. I think that would be just wonderful to do. But if wishes were fishes, we'd all cast our nets in the sea, wouldn't we? Or if wishes were horses, we'd all take a ride. But I wish that you would come back and listen next week to another edition of Inland Folk, because we are done with this show. Heidi's in the background. She's going to start talking about the highways and the freeways pretty quick. And I'm a little tired, had a little bit of a sore throat, and so this three-hour jaunt was, it takes its toll. You have to keep thinking all the time. It's not like those classical guys on public radio, you know, those guys that play cuts that are, 45 minutes long, an hour long, something like that. And then that takes up a third of their show, and then, of course, they do it every week, but sometimes we have little two-and-a-half-minute cuts. We have to really, really know what we're doing in the folk field, in public radio. Oh, yes, we do. Alrighty, don't you be forgetting now, the Pete Seeger sing-along in Moscow at the Unitarian Church there in Moscow at 2nd and Van Buren. And also, don't you be forgetting dances tonight, one in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Community Center there in Port Angeles, 1st of April. I think there's also a concert, a benefit for Jerry, Pagan Jerry, and I think it's in Wenatchee. Jim Page, Wes Waddell, Michael Carlos, but I don't remember where it is. It might be in the paper, so go ahead and check that out. I want you folks to have fun making good music, enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk, and until then, this show is history. It's done. It's in the past. If you're thinking about it now, you're living in the past. Get a life, folks. We'll see you around the bend now. Bye.